had put in 15 years.
Log Talk Radio.
But they gave him...
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deb.
I helped him out. I am feeling so discombobulated from all of this.
You need to forget
what
I'm doing.
I'm trying to get it back.
Put a shield up here. I do not exist. Do your thing. But look
at
what I'm
doing. As far as the last month being hard, boy, are we in that same boat. But as long as you try to stay positive, and Jim here will tell you, I'm very fatalistic. Well, that's it. You know, everything's going to hell now. You know, there's nothing to be positive about. And he would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It gets actually upsetting sometimes. He's like, oh, that dog's getting old. Look at it limped. It's like, it's dead. It's like, Jesus, God. Trying to freaking make everything horrible happen.
He has no idea.
Hi, Suzanne.
He has no idea what it's like to be female.
And I thank the gods for that every second of every day.
I think,
show's back up. You can call in.
All right. I think Elvis was singing about guys in general, like you, Jim, when
Elvis.
He's saying you're nothing but a hound dog. Okay.
But
back
to... What's funny, though? Wasn't he singing about a girl?
I don't know, but I could...
Anyway, back to the reading.
All right. Anyway, the card that jumped, remember I said, whoa, that card jumped out. That's
yes.
A card indicating marriage, a union equivalent to marriage. My sons are now raging in age from 28 to 40, and they say, Mom, marriage is almost obsolete. Well,
that's a small sample pool of an opinion, too.
Yeah.
That's three males that say that.
A lot of us old-timers like to think it's still alive and well. I am perceiving, Athena, that you've had a rough romantic life. Your life the last month has been such a challenge. But, you know, the thing that I always notice if we try to reframe it is that it's preparing us for a big breakthrough. So I want you to know that, yes, things are definitely getting better. And the more determined you are that you are going to walk on that sunny side of the street, you know, so help you God, It will get that way. I do see there are some real irritations that have happened lately. And your son is figuring here. And I hope there haven't been, you know, what do you call them, like recurring issues, but he seems to be very down about something important to him. So I'm sorry I'm so distracted from what's happened here tonight with all of this. So just know, yes, things are getting better. Yes, you're going to be on a better path. Look ahead. And what I try to do, now I'm leaving in 4 days, to spend an indefinite amount of time in Texas. And I have two military sons there. One's in the Army at Fort Hood. The other one is in the Navy. He's a recruiter in Midland. And I'm going to be bouncing between the two of them. And I really had negative feelings prior to this, just to illustrate that you're not alone. And now I'm so excited, I can't wait to go. So just really try to look at how things are in comparison to what others are going through. You know, I think when you try to get a better perspective on things that way, a lot of times Jim will bring up, you were always very good at saying, hey, your car isn't working, so guess what? You weren't struck by a semi out there on I-64. So, you know.
Or even when you think you've had the worst crappy poop life there is, there's a million people out there that would trade with you in a second. Not that it's supposed to make you feel better, but it should put things into perspective a little bit. Like,
and it does. I have...
Yeah, maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. It could be not as good as you want it, but it's not as bad as you think it is.
Well,
typically.
I have family ties to Ukraine, and I should, you know, often I feel ashamed of myself that I'm concerned that my food, the restaurant, the waitress isn't bringing it fast enough, And yet they're hiding in tunnels and God only knows what else. So,
yeah, life's a bitch. Which has nothing to do with your reading. That's a big philosophy on life.
But well, I do think that you are going to find out by the end of August, you're going to look back and say, wow, I really did climb up out of a hole.
Yeah, you know, those stupid sayings and songs, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It should. It should. Because if you perceive, you overcome that obstacle, even if it comes by again, you'll know how to deal with it better. It's like, I remember when this shit happened before. I mean, I remember how to deal with this, you know, this adversity.
Think of yourself back in boot camp, out in the rain, or maybe it was snowing. I remember. I'll never forget. I still dream about it. But think back to those days. Back then, did you ever think that you were going to be retired from the United States Army? Probably back then you wished you could find the exit sometimes. I know I did. But then these people back home were all making bets on how long I would last.
We're not making bets. No, we didn't make bets because nobody was going to bet on her.
Oh.
No, you think I'm making jokes? It was like zero percent chance.
I was one of those prissy girls.
She didn't like adversity. And she has never seen any adversity like there was a boot camp in her entire life. Nothing close. So, all right, anyway. She said thank you. She knows she's very blessed. And thank you for sharing your gift with us. Many blessings to you.
Well,
thank
honey,
you for
thank
being.
You. I
thank
feel
you.
Like it could have been way better.
Well, thank you for hanging
in there
little,
for us.
Speaking of adversities, little internet adversities. All right.
Maybe get your son to talk to you a little bit more. I think he needs some more intense attention from you. And you might think, well, gosh, I'm giving him all my time now, but something's really bothering, and maybe you know what that is. All right.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to our first phone caller, God willing. 806, Texas, 806.
Hallelujah, Texas.
Hello, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
All right, here's the deal, Ann. If there's another internet, because it's on our end, 100% pickup, we will pause until the internet comes back, and then we will continue to do your reading so you can at least watch it later when it reposts on Facebook.
Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah, you are on Facebook, so you could, well, but I'm just saying. Yeah, we won't do it until Facebook comes back. At least at bare minimums. All right, anyway, what do you got?
Well, you know, I went to go see my friend Thursday night in Amarillo, and we had an awesome time. He was so down to earth. We watched baseball on his living room couch, and then we got up and danced in his dining area. It was so wonderful.
Vertically or horizontally?
Vertically. He's moving so everything was packed up, but he kept saying he's going to show me how to dance, and we gave me dancing lessons. And I just feel like I missed out on such a awesome guy.
You're
going to
see him again.
Friday.
You're going to see him again.
What did you say about Friday?
Oh, no, I'm not going to see him again. He moves Friday to Florida, so I want to see what your card say. Did I miss out? Are we going to keep in contact?
Oh, no, you're going to stay in contact, and I say you're going to see him again.
Well, first of all, Florida is not another galaxy.
Oh, I know.
It's still actually in our country. You know. That's a plus. You know, I know what you're saying, though. It's not down the street. I got you. But, you know.
Right. And then he said, you know, you may have to come down and see me. So, you know, I know he said jokingly, but I just feel like I wish I had gotten involved with him. He was so down to earth and my kind of person.
Maybe there was other factors that would have shot it down forever, right?
At that time. Now.
Right.
Yes. Because just as a quick reminder, first time I met my late husband was in a bar, and I ended up playing darts with him in the bar, and I was not interested in him at all. No, and the timing was bad because he was still married. I had a slug of a husband, but I had one, and it was not an appropriate time, and I didn't like him at all. So let me. Do you want me to look and see?
Yes, please. Yeah, we've been texting, and we had a one lunch date, but I wasn't that interested. And we've been texting. He said, "You can come visit me," and I'm like, "Oh, I don't." You know, we just kind of. I kept brushing him off, but now that I met him, I'm like, "Oh my goodness!"
What was I thinking? Did he give you a kiss?
He tried to. He wanted more, but I'm like, this is our only second date.
Yeah. Well,
and he,
they're spoiled.
He would always joke around. He would always joke around and say, I can tell you're a good girl. So he knew that, you know, I'm not that way. So
we're not going to open that door and talk about that subject.
What subject? About being a good girl?
Well, and what is, and what magical number is assigned to that? Let's not even talk about
third
it.
Third date.
Who's that?
No, it'd have to be way past knowing we're, you know, that we're together, you know, that we're so steady.
They even said on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, well, there you go. There's your authority. There's Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm so old fashioned.
Didn't those Mars and Venus books say it was like fifth or something sooner than the fifth?
I never read them. I don't know.
Well, I didn't read them either. Trust me. I didn't read them, but I've heard been preached to them by women.
Women are from Mars and men are from Venus.
Or whatever the hell it was. I got somebody.
And here it is.
Camille Day.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna do this and lay out the whole path.
Okay.
Continue to see him. Right now, he's feeling really, what's a good word for this? Like wishing it had gotten more like a tryst, more like a, you know what I mean?
Right.
More dancing, let's put it that way. If you decide to see him and you go to Florida, this is going to turn into a full-blown relationship. I believe that he will convince you that you should move to Florida and there will end up being marriage out of this.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I was thinking,
if
I had gotten involved with this whole year, I feel that he would have asked me to move too. So, yay. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to keep in touch with him.
I think you should, because now through texting and maybe phone calls and through some FaceTiming, the two of you can make this relationship get deeper.
Okay.
He can hop on a plane to come see you. Sure.
Yeah. I mean.
And I'll tell you what, if you go that direction, you've got a happy future there. But.
Okay, good. Because like I said, it was an awesome time. We clicked. I could tell we got along. We thought the same thing. Everything was perfect
there. Yeah.
But.
Sorry.
Okay. He's still doing some technical
Facebook
stuff
did it.
Here. I think that if you choose this path, that's ultimately what's at the end of it. Now, if you choose not to, he's gonna chase after you like crazy, but not in a stalkish kind of way.
Right, right.
It'll be more like trying to keep you interested.
Right.
Wanting to come see you.
In other words, if you made it clear that you weren't interested, the stalker would keep pursuing and the regular person be like, okay, sorry, and they would leave you alone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good man.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, because I said I'm a happy Father's Day today and just said, hope you're having a good day because he's been packing and resting. And he always responds pretty quick.
He's probably sitting there with his phone, like, putting a shirt here and socks there, and he's like, when is she going to text me?
You do know that he's a guy.
I was impressed.
Men and women are different.
Yeah, so what
got me interested.
Well, and now you are. You're in a place now where you can reciprocate. Where before you weren't in that place. The timing wasn't right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes people get pissed off at me, but other times, you know what? Trust it sometimes. Trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if it had been a long time earlier, other factors are coming and ruined it forever. You just don't know.
Right. So distance should be No yeah. big problem.
Well, with all of our technology, distance is not an issue really anymore.
Right.
You know,
like
right now, it's the next best thing to being there with you. Isn't that from a telephone company?
Right.
Yeah. So
it is an old commercial. I don't remember which one, though.
But it looks very good. And I think this man has great potential to make you happy.
Okay. Well, good. I will continue to try to keep the channels open and see where it goes.
And if you go to Florida, you're going to be going out, I swear, to buy some very sexy lingerie.
You did that before you got there?
Well, that's what I mean. I said if she goes bringing some fancy pants with her.
I heard it totally flip-flop because that's the way I do things. Flip-flop. I'm like, that might be weird.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. There's still some potential.
Yes. And there's no hurry.
Exactly.
This guy is not like he's, a freshman in college where it's happening right now. No.
And there's not like an asteroid strike happening in 3 days.
No, and she's building the mystique. You know,
it's the dance
of love.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, he's from Puerto Rico, so he was showing me whatever machaca, samacha, I don't know what kind of dancing. So it was fun.
We had just talked about that in your last reading about meeting a guy. Of course, you already met him, but this seems like a brand new beginning.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it is.
And I said he's darker in complexion.
Even though it's not first meeting, but it kind of is in a different way.
It is, really.
Right.
It's like
it was first, right.
I mean,
we had one date like last year.
Lifetime, different people.
Right.
You guys got some mileage under your belts. You're smarter, wiser, blah, blah, blah.
But he's kind of like in your heart, like, damn, I wish this could have happened, you know.
She said that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feeling the same, so
it's fine.
And
he's
like 6 foot. So I've never dated anybody that's, but 3 to 5 inches taller than me. So for him to be tall, that was different too.
Yeah,
I didn't really think of you as being, you know.
Well, we don't know, but yeah, okay.
Well,
back in the day, the average height of a woman was around 5'4", but people are getting taller. Women are getting taller, too, nowadays, the young generation.
Yeah, they
are. I'm only 5'2".
Oh, well, that would be perfect for him to embrace, cuddle.
I had a girlfriend that was 4'11".
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Gosh. I'm not going to even touch that with the...
Oh, there was nothing negative about that 4'11". That was all perfection. From Ecuador.
Oh, my.
Well, her parents were. Anyway, let's go back to the middle.
All right. And I have a special guest on Friday, but while I'm still here, we will be doing the show every night. And we'll both be on News for the Soul tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
And tomorrow morning, we'll be flamethrowing our internet provider. Because I work from home, right? It's one thing when you cut into these shows. We're not making out of these shows, but it pisses our fans off.
Yeah.
But I work from home. Now, you start screwing with my paycheck, there's going to be hell to pay.
So they're going to be hearing from us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I did the little chat thing with the little robot. It was the robot. It wasn't a human.
Let me do this reset.
Okay, bitch. But anyway, let's go back to it had a fake female computer name. It wasn't even a person.
Okay.
Hmm.
Brian, it's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Yay, we didn't get dropped during her call.
Okay. I'll keep on posting how it goes to the show. See how it goes.
Deb will be landing in Texas Friday.
Yes, right. God willing.
Depending on weather and, other circumstances.
They keep canceling flights up here where we live.
Well,
all
the airports. It's just,
we're going to Denver first, and I hope like heck we don't end up sleeping on the floor there. Waiting for another flight, but we're just going to stay positive.
Get a chair, not the floor.
Right.
Yes. And I said with Danielle that you're coming down, so
great.
We have to catch up with you.
Oh, yes, it'll be wonderful.
I have spent the night in airports overseas.
Well, that's right, you have.
And it wasn't that bad.
No.
God, I'm a guy, I can sleep in a chair. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you. Like
everyone. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for the encouragement. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you for sticking around.
That's nice for her to have a love interest.
Yes. And,
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see. I wonder if the frequency of her calls are going to go up, of her calls.
Oh.
Because there's probably going to be lots
of electronic
communications. He's physically not going to be in her area. But that ain't shit nowadays with the internet around and stuff.
I see Emily Tran is with us. Emily, we have spoken with you quite often.
She's from all the way to go Ohio.
I thought it was Pennsylvania.
No. Well, it says lives in Ohio.
Okay.
But anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'll knock on wood, and this is solid. This isn't no crap. This is solid wood. It's not one of those little pieces of crap particle board tables. This is real wood. Knock on wood, all communications are open, 515-602-9676, messenger to Deborah Lee, or take your question right now for Facebook Live. Whoever gives us their question first shall get the next reading, and it's free. Yeah, but at least we gained some knowledge, and you helped me through that, how to basically make a quick new show.
Yeah, it won't have the same advertising or anything, but...
But it doesn't matter. It's the same number, and people will get it. Yeah. And plus, I don't know if you're familiar with Blog Talk not being a user, they'll scroll and see it, and, you know, they'll still... It's going
to
be all right.
Well, at least people that were trying to call in had an avenue to
come
back.
Sure. We had a... what was the number that was... For this.
It was a four.
We had Ohio on the phone.
Oh, was it me?
We had 216 was on the phone when we had our second poop. I mean, I'll call it a poop because it was a shit show. All right. Okay. Well, we got 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
So we can start talking. Let's see. We had, this was a Sunday that you wouldn't believe.
Today.
The way we pulled this show out of our butt at the last second.
Yeah.
It was a miracle. And we actually technically were like two or three. Well, we started like 3-4 minutes late on Facebook for our target time. And Blog Talk was under a minute late. But we pulled it together.
Well, and like I say, I think there's a lot of spiritual interference here. When we are really starting to, these cards are filled with light. And, you know, good energy, pure energy. Pure
energy.
I knew you were going to do that. And the thing is, there are, at least in my view, there are dark forces that would prefer to keep the world a very troubled place. And I've heard from other practitioners, often they're fighting, what would you call it? Like, it's warfare, like a spiritual warfare, trying to get through.
Dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's no friend.
No, well, what I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought now.
Uh-oh.
Something along that lines is, it's the internet world we live in. Anyway, folks, there's still time. You can call in to the number 515-602-9.